Dublin today on Dublin's Q102.
The next up, star spotters may see something different in the night's eye over the coming days. The International Space Station is visible each night until the 21st of July. It's seen for just a few short minutes. And astronomy expert David Moore joins us now on the line to discuss what we see. So hi, David. Thank you so much for taking the call. How are you?
Fantastic. Enjoying the weather.
Good, as we all are, I'm sure. And for those of us who may, unfortunately, though, this warm weather at nighttime find it maybe a little bit hard to sleep, and some of us might be tossing and turning and deciding to look up at the sky itself. But there's something very magical or different there that we maybe are going to be seeing over the next couple of days. Could you tell us more?
Yes, for a couple of minutes over the next 5-6 nights, we're going to see the most expensive object ever built, $150 billion, the International Space Station. And it's a special time because a new crew have just joined and there are now 10 people on board. So you're seeing a spaceship with 10 astronauts on it, blazing across Irish skies every evening after sunset until the 21st of July.
And why is it that we're able to see it now?
Well, it goes around the Earth at 28,000 kilometres per hour. And because of the way its orbit is tilted relative to the equator, it does lie over Ireland every single day of the year. But it's usually during broad daylight or in the dead of night when it's not catching the sunlight. But for 2 weeks, every 2 months, we can see it just after the sun sets when it's still catching the light 400 kilometres above the Earth's surface. But it's dark down here on the ground. And that's what's been happening since early July until the 21st. So it looks like a star, only a very bright star, far brighter than all the other stars in the sky. And it's moving about the kind of speed that a high-flying jet crosses the sky. And because it outshines everything by a factor of 10 to 100, blazing across the sky is the word I use.
Okay. Have you been able to spot it over the last couple of nights yourself? What does it look like?
Oh, yes. We've been tracking it now since it was launched in 1998 and the first people were on board 2001. And before that, there was a thing called the Mir space station run by Russia. And people have been sending in their reports to us all week, thanks to these lovely clear skies we've been having. And we'll put their reports in Astronomy Ireland magazine. So do go to the website astronomy.ie. Not only where to send your reports and the contact page, but also because you'll see links to our social media. And every afternoon, well before the sun sets, we'll post the exact time to watch the space station because it is a different time every evening. For instance, Thursday this week, it's 11:42 p.m. Friday, it's 10:55 p.m. And you only see it for 2 or 3 minutes. So you need to go out a few minutes before those times, get the whole family together, especially young people. One of them may one day be working up in space, and you'll see space history in the making. This is mankind's first outpost in space.
Okay. Dave, is it true that it orbits the Earth every 90 minutes? So it kind of orbits 16 times a day. How do they not get the head staggers up there?
Well, it's like us right now in Ireland. We're travelling, I know I'm mixing miles and kilometres, but about 700 miles an hour as the Earth rotates. But we don't realise it because we're being carried along with the surface and the atmosphere, so it's not dangerous to us. So when they're in the space station, they're floating weightless, as people have probably seen in all the videos and news reports or documentaries from up there. So they're not aware of the huge speed unless something comes near them, especially travelling in the opposite direction. When if it gets within a few kilometres, they actually have to go into their spacecraft that can return them to the Earth just in case of a collision, which is becoming increasingly likely. So as you're watching, the astronauts do keep roughly European time. They're probably going to be asleep, certainly off duty by the time we see them flying over. But, you know, in 2 months' time, they'll be back for 2 weeks. And eventually in the winter, they'll be flying over and you'll be watching them then around 4 or 5 o'clock when they'll be very active.
Okay, interesting. And David, as well, it's an exciting time for people who love astronomy as well. We're going to be getting a bit of an eclipse next month. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is huge. We haven't had an eclipse this deep since the big one in 1999. And people who are old enough to remember that one will remember the chaos on the day, everyone trying to watch it. Eclipse glasses that people were trying to get were sold out. But a lot of people got to see it. We had 2,000 people with us in the Phoenix Park, live on the radio at the time. It was a great day out. And there were even flights that went up to try and beat the clouds off the south coast of Ireland, where you could see it as a total eclipse. This one won't be total, but it's very close, 98%. But it's a bit like horseshoes, you know, close is not good enough. The day won't turn to night, even with 98%. But it will get a little bit dim. It'll look like a bit of an overcast day, even if the clear blue skies. And the temperature's expected to drop. It dropped, I think, about 10 degrees Celsius during the eclipse in 1999. And we won't get a deep one until we actually have a total eclipse on Irish soil in September 2090.
No, we don't want to wait till 2090. What date is that happening now, Dave?
This is August the 12th this year. And there will actually be another one next year, and both of them cross Spain. So a lot of people are heading off to Spain to get the August 12th eclipse. That'll be the closest and relatively inexpensive places to go. I've travelled around the world for several eclipses. We've organised, I think, 4 eclipse trips now. We're not doing one to Spain this year. We're looking at the one next year in 2027, which crosses Egypt and will last over 6 minutes. The record longest total eclipse you can ever have is about 7 minutes. So that's an incredible eclipse coming in 2027.
Wow.
But if you're in Spain, I think you get just around the 2 minute mark, which is typical for eclipses. I've seen 2 eclipses, one from the USA in 2017 and the other one in Turkey in 2006. And they were around the two and a bit minute mark. And it is incredible. It's said to be the most spectacular sight in nature. You know, I remember standing on the side of a mountain in Turkey, watching the shadow rush across the Mediterranean Sea. And at the last few seconds, something I'd never read about, it was like you're in a room and somebody just turned down the dimmer switch in a few seconds. Except this was the entire landscape of Turkey that was being dimmed.
Absolutely amazing. And I'm sure plenty of us will be looking forward to that on August the 12th. So I suppose finally, before you go, just remind us again, if people want to see the International Space Station this evening or any other evening until the 21st, you guys are going to be posting the times on your social media. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. So our website is astronomy.ie. Down there at the bottom, you'll find links to Instagram, Facebook, X. And every afternoon, well before sunset, as I say, we post not only the time to see it, but sometimes there can be craft coming and going with supplies or new crews, and we get space chases, or it'll pass near a planet or the moon, because there are apps out there that will do this for you. But our one actually tells you what's happening from Irish skies. So do double check that. It's all free. And if you like astronomy, especially kids involved, we have a lovely popular level magazine that will be carrying lots of pictures of August's eclipse from Ireland. I'm sure someone will get clear skies no matter what happens. And everything else that's happening, there's always some fantastic things happening every week. For instance, Friday night, Venus is going to be near the moon. But that's another story.
Thank you so much. That was David Moore from Astronomy Ireland.
This is Dublin Today on Dublin's Q102.